Welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. We are in sunny Leeds on a lovely Tuesday lunchtime and time to introduce a new guest. Well, I'll get you to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Rashi. I'm a communications and fundraising coordinator at an organization called Good Neighbors UK. It's a charity based in York and we work in international development.
How many people, when you say where you work, sing the Neighbours theme tune back to you? Does that happen regularly?
No, but as I joined, I've been told that we work remotely. But when I entered the office for the first time, yeah, there was that.
Because it's going round my head at the moment. So yeah. If I'm distracted, that's why. So we are talking today about newsletters. So I think this is really interesting because I hope I'm not being particularly controversial in saying a newsletter is perhaps not kind of like the sexiest part of marketing, or perhaps not viewed as like the sexiest thing in the marketing world. Yet it's really kind of proved itself to be a bit of a powerhouse and sort of outlived so many other things that have kind of come and gone over the years. Why is that then? Why have newsletters kind of proved themselves to be so sustainable?
Yeah, I think newsletters, is the intentional relationship you build with the audience. And in communications, there's a thing that medium stays the same, the way you use the medium changes and the technicality of the medium changes. So a letter, whether it was a letter that's delivered on your doorstep or a newsletter on your inbox, is still that relationship with the audience. And it's very personalized, whereas where you're on social media, it's something you are shouting to the audience or you're projecting yourself. Whereas newsletter stays this humble effort where storytelling and intention is still the key.
I didn't realize that. So do you still kind of do a physical newsletter that you send to people? I mean, that's super effective, isn't it? Because there's probably not many people still doing that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we do. And we try to use it as creatively as possible. Because it's a way to showcase our brand as well, right? An organization is recognized by how it looks, their logo and everything, and you still having that access to their door helps. You're still something they see, you're physical, you're tactile, and then they remember. Like for example, take postcode lottery. It's something they have done so good with their newsletter marketing that if you see anywhere, you recognize instantly their design, their logo and everything. So I think, yeah, the physicality of marketing cannot be disengaged, or you cannot ignore that fact.
It would be impossible for us to have any kind of conversation about, written content in the marketing or communications world without the subject of AI coming up, which I don't know. Do you see that as it a positive thing in that kind of communications newsletter specific world, or is it more of a negative, more of a threat?
So I've been using this example because I've been tracking the AI growth for a while. For example, the computers came in. We were all very small by then. But when computers came in, I still remember having this debate. I was in school, primary school, and we used to have debates. And in that debate, the topic was whether computers boon or bane. And I was in a remote town in India. And still, that was considered, oh my God, this technology is going to disrupt everything. And it's going to change. And the handwriting is going to go away and everything. But we adapted to it. And there was a shift, and that shift took a time. But it definitely opened new avenues. And I think AI is the same thing. AI is just gonna be something as a tool that creative people in the creative and marketing industry have to just get used to. And you have to get used to using it. And once that evolves, then the fear of the technology will shift from its to utility.
Very well said, and I agree entirely that this is not about kind of extremes at two ends of a pole. It's more about adapting and very well said. Very well said. So when we think about social media, obviously we are very much at the mercy of an algorithm, but in an inbox, or I guess in a letterbox. You're a guest. So how does that kind of affect the way that you write for your audience?
So we are a charity, and we are a charity working in international development in, say, remote Cameroon village, where we are building two borewells and helping 1,200 people. But now that's a fact. How to use that fact as a story that actually these are the people and they didn't have access to it. Your contribution helped it make it possible. So the storytelling is still the key, and how you use that to build that relationship. Because as you said, you're a guest there and you have to respect that space they are giving you within their attention span, because attention is the new currency, and they're giving you some sort of currency while they're reading. So you have to make sure that you're showing impact in the most honest and truthful manner and not boasting something. So it's not like, oh, we are helping this, we are solving the whole Cameroon water crisis. No, we are not. It's 1,200 people, but that 1,200 people's daily life is made easier by your donation. So I think that is the key I'm working with, just being true to the story.
We have the slight issue, of course, that all of us in marketing are here for a reason. We have a purpose. We're trying to achieve something. So how do you balance, you mentioned storytelling, so telling stories, content, against that inevitable call to action that's got to be there, which I guess in your case is donations and asking people for financial support. How do you get that balance right?
As I said, being honest, like not hiding it. I'm not trying to take you to a journey and then say, I'm going to ask you for a donation. I am a charity. I work on fundraising and donations. And luckily, we've been very honest with how much we raise. And if we have raised more than that, we do say like, oh, by the way, you've raised this much and now this campaign is closing and we might start another campaign. So it's always the ask that you want, but if you're honest about it and if people want to contribute and they see some connection with you, then you're not trying to gauge them, or you're not trying to trick them into giving or guilt trip them into giving to you. It's just an honest relationship. Like, we worked here, this is what we asked for. If you want to help, it's fine. If not, thank you for your attention.
What are your views in terms of getting the frequency of something? I guess I'm thinking particularly emails. So I've previously ended up unsubscribing from certain newsletters when it gets to the point where I'm like, just leave me alone, and it feels like too much. But then I guess the opposite is also true in terms of that familiarity and kind of the regularity that you get in touch with someone. What's your take on, is there a golden formula for how often you should do it?
I don't think there's a golden formula. It depends on your audience, and what you can use AI and technology is to analyze your audience and segment them into groups and see what they require from you. If you have a group which opens your newsletter every week, you cater to them, but then that doesn't mean you still send emails to the ones who don't. So you segmentize your sending of your emails to those groups, depending on how much access they want to give to you. So you're not overburdening them, and at the same time, who are genuinely interested, you're reaching them. But also make sure there's value in it. Not sending it for the sake of sending it, but if you have something to tell, if you have some relationships to build, if you have donations to ask for, then you go ahead with it. But if there's nothing, then I don't think it should be so much, oh, we want to be remembered in your inbox, hence we are just sending. It has to have that value as well.
Are there any brands that you particularly admire for the way that they do this?
To be honest, I find my emails to be very cluttered, and I'm using AI to segment and to not have those emails sent to me. But I think I like UN Wildlife.
Okay.
And they are really good because they are very smart with their branding, and UN Wildlife like talks about facts, and like it will send you a nice picture of an animal rather than something very big to make it very heavy. So I like that one specifically.
So we should all send pictures of animals on our email newsletters. That's the way to get the deliverability and readability up. Brilliant. Awesome. There's so many other things that I'd like to ask you, but we have run out of time. So it's been a real pleasure to chat to you today, Rashi. Thank you very much for your time. If anyone wants to follow up with you or connect with you or find out more about the charity, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would just suggest follow us on our socials. So go on our Facebook or our LinkedIn and just type Good Neighbours UK. If you type Good Neighbours, there's a band as well called Good Neighbours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So someone reposted us tagging them and something, but so Good Neighbours UK is our authentic space, so you can connect there.
Awesome. Right, I'm going to spend the rest of the day humming the Neighbours theme tune now, so thank you for that. But thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure to chat.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.